There was one of those pauses when no one is quite ready to speak, and then one said, "Tell us, what is it like?" "What is what like?" one said. "Being insane. Being human." "Strange. Disorganized. Several levels of thinking go on at once. There are things we have no word for. For example, the idea of eating seems now to have an attraction. The body tells me this." One said, "Attraction? As in gravity?" "Yes, one is drawn towards food," one said. "Food in large masses?" "Even in small amounts," one said. "But eating is simply a function. What is the attraction of performing a function? Surely the knowledge that it is necessary for continued survival is sufficient."
"I cannot say," said Lady Lejeune.
One auditor said, "You persist in using a personal pronoun." And one added, "And you have not died. To be an individual is to live, and to live is to die."
"Yes, I know. But it is essential for humans to use the personal pronoun. It divides the universe into two parts. The darkness behind the eyes, where the little voice is, and everything else. It is a horrible feeling. It is like being questioned all the time."
One said, "What is the little voice?"
"Sometimes thinking is like talking to another person, but that person is also you."
She could tell this disturbed the other auditors.
"I do not wish to continue in this way any longer than necessary," she added, and realized that she had lied.
One said, "We do not blame you." Lady Lejeune nodded. The auditors could see into human minds. They could see the pop and sizzle of the thoughts, but they could not read them. They could see the energies flow from node to node. They could see the brain glittering like a hog's watch decoration. What they couldn't see was what was happening. So they'd built one. It was the logical thing to do. They'd used human agents before, because early on they'd worked out that there were many, many humans who would do anything for sufficient gold. This was puzzling, because gold did not seem to the auditors to hold any significant value for a human body. It needed iron and copper and zinc, but only the most minute traces of gold. Therefore, they'd reasoned, this was further evidence that the humans that required it were flawed, and this was why attempts to make use of them were doomed. But why were they flawed? Building a human being was easy. The auditors knew exactly how to move matter around. The trouble was that the result didn't do anything but lie there, and eventually decompose. This was annoying, since human beings without any special training or education seemed to be able to make working replicas quite easily. Then they learned that they could make a human body which worked if an auditor was inside it. There were, of course, huge risks. Death was one of them. The auditors avoided death by never going so far as to get a life. They strove to be as indistinguishable as hydrogen atoms, and with none of the latter's joie de vivre. Some luckless auditor might be risking death by operating the body, but lengthy consultation decided that if the driver took care and liaised at all times with the rest of the auditors, the risk was minimal and worth taking considering the goal. They built a woman. It was a logical choice. After all, while men wielded more obvious power than women, they often did so at the expense of personal danger, and no auditor liked the prospect of personal danger. Beautiful women often achieved great things, on the other hand, merely by smiling at powerful men. The whole subject of beauty caused the auditors a lot of difficulty. It made no sense at a molecular level, but research turned up the fact that the woman in the picture, "Woman Holding Ferret" by Leonard de Quirme, was considered the epitome of beauty. And so they'd based Lady Lejeune on that. They had made changes, of course. The face in the picture was asymmetrical and full of minor flaws, which they had carefully removed. The result would have been successful beyond